I grew up near Newark, New Jersey. I don't know if anyone here has ever been to Newark, New Jersey. But if New York City's the city that never sleeps, Newark, New Jersey's the city that watches you sleep. That's the big difference. I went home recently. Big news, everybody. My sister came out of the closet. Yeah. She sat me down. She goes, "Dan, I'm gay." I said, "Congratulations. That's a big deal. Now let's go back to watching the TV." And then she said, "You're not making this important enough of a moment for me." So I'm like, "Ugh. Get out of my house, queer! Start reading your Bible to your boobies. Stop lagging boobies. I don't know how to be homophobic. I got my dick sucked by a guy in college, but by far the gayest thing that I've ever done was acting Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat in high school. Far gayer. What's gayer to you guys? Don't tell anybody I want to run for Congress someday. Or Joseph's coat annoyed his brothers, but what makes him mad are the things that Joseph tells us of, the dreams he often has. Second one's gayer. My grandpa is starting to see ghosts. But he's not scared of them. He's annoyed that none of them will talk to him. That's how annoying my grandpa is. He's the first alive person to haunt ghosts. Ghosts are in the kitchen with chains going, "Oh!" And my grandpa comes in with his crosswords and he's like, "What's another word for wagon?" And they're like, "Kill us again, kill us again." We went home to celebrate my grandpa's 82nd birthday. We sat down, we helped him open presents. About halfway through, he goes, "This is the year! This is the year I die, I swear to God." And my mom, without missing a beat, goes, "You say that every year, and it doesn't happen, and we all get disappointed." I think my mom is the reason that I'm so screwed up sexually. My mom used to walk around the house with no bra on and her titties would just kind of jingle jangle. And I told her, "Mom, you gotta start wearing a bra, it's gross." And she said, "You know what the problem with you is? You're not comfortable with your body." So I got home the next day and I went to my sister's room and my sister was completely naked. And then my naked sister chased me into my mom's room, who was also naked. And then they chased me into my dad's office, who was naked. And they got me down on the floor and tickled me. Here's my question. Was I molested? I don't know. I don't know. Wasn't for me.